亲爱的朋友们，大家好。Welcome back to Cook English, BC World. This is your friend, Charlie. In this section, I would like to share some amazing materials on Business English Certificate with you, which might give you some insights about the test. Okay, today we're going to talk about something on negotiating fees for services. Number one.You're in danger of selling yourself short if you don't know where the goalposts are, especially when you are negotiating with a new client. Number two, research the market and find out the going rate. You can do this by networking contacts or talking to small business advisors. Alternatively, ask the competition. Number three,Of course, your rivals may not tell you, but there is no harm in asking. Another prerequisite is learning to recognize when there's scope for negotiation, because without it, you can waste a great deal of time and energy. Number four, know the amount you would really like, slightly above what you think they will offer, and above what you'd be happy to settle for.Also, know your trade-offs. Number five, create a wish list of all the things you'd like to receive if you lived in a perfect world. That way, if the other side wants you to move from your preferred or opening position on an issue to a position nearer the bottom line, you can move in exchange for something from your wish list. Number six,People who are nervous about negotiating over money often let fear tell them they are no good at these discussions and not worth the fee. Number seven, you literally can't afford the luxury of a single negative thought. Stand up when making negotiating phone calls. It will make you feel more powerful. Well, anyway,I think it's time to call it a day. Let's discuss something tomorrow, okay? I hope you find this useful, really. So, see you next time. Bye-bye.